So just one ha'ara as it relates to Perek Ha'ara. It's not today's daf, but it's really related to the mitzvah of Milah. And just to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Milah, one shtarka ha'ara. And that is, when we learned Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milah, so the last daf, daf Kufla Medzayin, we mentioned 8 kashas from the Achroinim in the sugya of Mesechtes Milah. The third kasha that we asked was a kasha from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. It's in Shailos Tshuvos Chassam Sofer. It's Yoredeya. It's Simin Reish Memtes. It's a bomba kasha. His kasha was as follows. His kasha was that we learned the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, where the Gemara said, Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchok Amar Rav Lo Nitna Priyas Milo La Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu was never given the mitzvah of Priya. Makar, that although Avram Avinu had the mitzvah of Milah, but the mitzvah of Priya, that Avram Avinu didn't get. When did the Yidden receive the mitzvah of Priya? So from the Gemara, it sounded like it was given to Yeshua ben Nun. But Tosfos clarified, Yeshua ben Nun didn't have the authority, didn't have the credentials to be able to be mechadesh a mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah was given halacha l'moshe misinai, va'asi Yeshua, va'as mecheyakra. But the point is, Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of Milah, but the mitzvah's Milah of Avram Avinu is not the same mitzvah's Milah that we have today. Because today, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Milah is Priya. In fact, the Gemara says, Movaloi para is ki'ilu loy mal. So it's an integral part of the Milah. Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of Milah, however, Avram Avinu did not have a mitzvah of Priya. So the Chassam Sofer's kasha was that we learned the Gemara at the very, very beginning of the Masechta on Daf Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing the sugya of Asei Doich Eloi Sasei. And the Gemara was wondering out loud whether, just like Asei is doich an ordinary lois Asei, is Asei also doich a lois Asei sheyesh by Karis, or is not doich a lois Asei sheyesh by Karis? Meaning, the makar that Asei is doich a lois Asei is kalayim betzitzis. Kalayim is an ordinary lois Asei, tzitzis is an Asei. So you see, Asei is doich a regular lois Asei. But what about a lois Asei that's more chamer? What about a lois Asei sheyesh by Karis? And the Gemara is trying to find a makar whether Asei could be doich a lois Asei sheyesh by Karis. So the Gemara have a makar. Nelef mi Milah. Let's learn it from Milah. What do you see by Milah? Milah bizmanoi is doicha Shabbos. Shabbos, if one violates, is over aloi sasei sheyesh by karis. It's even worse. It's aloi sasei sheyesh by misas bezdin. Milah in asei is doicha Shabbos, which is aloi sasei sheyesh by karis. Zok de gemara, l'chur, that's my makar. You want a makar that asei can be doicha aloi sasei sheyesh by karis? Nelef mi Milah. But the Gemara is doicha. The Gemara says, Mala Milo, you can't learn from Milo. Because when the Eibush gave Avram Avinu the mitzvah of Milo, if you go through the parasha, it says that Milo was a bris, it was a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch and the Bnei Yisrael. But don't just say the word bris once, it says it 13 times. And the Gemara says, being that it was Nichrisu Aleo, Sholesh Esrei Brisois, that means it's very, very chamor. And because it's so chamor, you can't learn anything from there. So it's true, granted, you see in the parasha of Milah b'Shabbos that Asei is doich alois Asei sheyesh b'karis, but you don't see that every Asei is doich alois Asei sheyesh b'karis. You see that an Asei that's on the level of Milah, shenichrasu alah, sholesh esrei brisos, that type of Asei can be doich alois Asei sheyesh b'karis. But an Asei shaloi nichrasu alah, sholesh esrei brisos, me'echa teisa, and that was the Gemara's tchir. So the Chassam Sofer asked a bomba kasha. He said that when the Moyel is choytech the arla, he's violating Shabbos. He's allowed to do it because ubiyoy mashmini, afilu b'Shabbos, mila shenichrusu ala shalosh esrei brisois is doicha the lois nasei of Shabbos hagam sheyesh by karis. But the emes is when the moyel does priya, he's also violating Shabbos. Priya also involves Chil Shabbos. And the Moyel's allowed to do Priya on Shabbos. Milah b'Shabbos is Sai the Milah, Sai the Priya. Because Ubiyoy Mashmini Yimel B'Sar Allah, so it means Mekayim the Mitzvah of Milah, which is made up Sai the Milah, Sai the Priya. Now, Zok Chassam Sofer, if the Gemara says in Yuvamas Ayin Aleph on the base, that Omer Rabbi Bar Yitzchak, Omer Rav, Loi Nitna Priya Smilah L'Avram Avinu, that means Avram Avinu never had Priya. If Avram Avinu never had Priya, that means the Sholesh Esrei Brisois that I mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha were never referring to the Priya. What they were referring to was the Mila. So if they were referring to the Mila, that means the Mila was Nechusu Allah Yud Gimel Brises. Oh, but the Priya was like Nechusu Allah Yud Gimel Brises. So the Chasam Sofer says, if that's the case, why didn't the Gemara and Daf Hei say that I cannot learn Aseiz Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh Baikaris from the fact that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but not from the Mila part, but from the Priya part? And if you're going to learn it from the Priya part, you can't tell me Mala Mila Shekein Nechusu Allah Yud Gimel Brises, because it's not true. Because Avraham Avinu never was Nitzdav on Priya. So if he was never Nitzdav on Priya, that means the Priya doesn't have Yud Gimel Brises. Precise. It's Freitach Sam Seifer that L'chura, the Gemara said you can't learn Aseiz Doicha Loisa Sheish Bakaris from the fact that Milo is Doicha Shabbos because Mala Milo Shkein Nichrisu Alei Yud Gimel Brises, in light of the fact that the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was laying Nitzdav on Priya, and Priya is also Doicha, the Isser of Shabbos. And if Avraham Avinu wasn't Nitzdava, that means it was Loi Nichrisu Alei Shalosh Esrei Brises. So why don't we learn from the fact that Priya is Doicha Shabbos that Aseiz Doicha Loisa Sheish Bakaris? As I pray to Chassam Sofer. But the Chassam Sofer says a teretz that he says, L'chayrus Pashat. And that is, it's true that Avraham Avinu was never Nitztava on the mitzvah of Priya. However, it's Pashat to him that the Yud Gimel Brisos were not only on the Mila, but it was on the Priya as well. I, Avraham Avinu, was never Stava on Priya. So the Chassam Sofer says, it's Pashat, the Bris Mila and the Yud Gimel Brises that I mentioned in the Parashas Lech Lecha were on the mitzvah to remove the Arla. A child is born with Arla, so there's a mitzvah to go ahead now and remove the Arla. This mitzvah is not just an ordinary mitzvah, it's a critical mitzvah. There's a Bris component to this mitzvah. Not just a Bris, a B'Yud Gimel Brises. But the Bris is on removing the Arla. Now, Avraham Avinu was not Nitztav on Priya. So what was the definition of Hasaras Ha'arla to Avraham Avinu? It was just to remove the Arla. You can leave the skin, you don't have to scale it back. That's what the mitzvah of Hasaras Ha'arla was. And if that's what the mitzvah was, Al Zen Nichrasu the Yud Gimel Brises. But then when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, and then already was Nischadish, a new Knech in the mitzvah of Mila. So now what was Nischadish was that the definition of Arla just changed. And the definition of Arla is not merely Hasara Sa Arla, but the definition of Arla is going to be A, Hasara Sa Arla, and B, doing the Priya. But what was Nischadish was not a new mitzvah's Priya, it's Pashat. What was Nischadish was is that the mitzvah of Mila is now two components. And the definition of Arla is not just removing the Arla, but the definition of Arla is going to be, number one, to remove the Arla, and number two, to go ahead and do the Priya. But the point is that with the mitzvah of Priya was Nischadish, that the Priya is ma'akiv in removing the Arla. So the Chassam Sofer says, the Bris was not on the Chituch Ha'arla, the Bris was on the Hasaras Ha'arla. It was on whatever the mitzvah of Mila is going to be. Now, if Avraham Avinu, what was the mitzvah of Mila? It was one component. It was Mal V'loy Parah. Good. So then, if somebody did that, it was A, Mekayim the mitzvah. B, he had the Yud Gimel Brises. Now that there's a Halacha Priya, so now the definition of Mila changes. Now the definition of Arla changes. Now the definition of Hasaras Ha'arla changes. And now, in order to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah in order to get the Yud Gimel Brises. Now, in a Hanami, you're going to have to do Mila and Priya. But what are you going to tell me? Oh, because Avraham Avinu never got Priya, so that means the Bris was never set on Priya? The Bris was set on Asaras Ha'arla. Whatever Asaras Ha'arla is, whatever that definition is, that's what the Bris is. In Avraham Avinu's times, it was one thing. Then, once the Torah was given, then it was Nishtana. But that's Pashit, that the Yud Gimel Brises is whatever the Yud Gimel Brises is, whatever the definition of Arla is, you remove that. You tap into the Yud Gimel Brises. Azoy Zakht Chassam Sofer, L'chayra, is the teretz to this bum bekasha. But the Chassam Sofer says, I have a follow-up. There's something that bothers me. And this is what the Chassam Sofer was very, very bothered by. He said that we know, by Bris Mila, there's two brachas. The first bracha, the Mayel says, Shekid Yishonu B'mitzvayse V'tzivonu Ala Mila. And then the Avi Ben says, Shekid Yishonu B'mitzvayse V'tzivonu La'achnisa B'vrisay Shel Avraham Avinu. When does the Moel make his bracha? Over L'asiyasan. Well, you always make a bracha. You're about to do a mitzvah before you do the mitzvah, so that's when you make the bracha. When does the Avi Ben make the bracha? He makes it in between the Mila and the Priya. So right after the Mila, before the Priya, he screams and he says, Ashekid Yishonu B'mitzvayse V'tzivonu L'achnisa B'brisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Now the emes is, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim when these brachas are supposed to be made. Tosfos and then the Perek Reb Elezer, the Mila, and Rishonim in different places talk about it. And it's a discussion, but the achra is that the Aviyah Ben makes his bracha of lachnisa bevrisa shel Avram Avinu in between the mila and the prayer. And the concept is that you're doing it after the mila, but it's still over lasiyasan because you're doing it before the prayer. Again, every bracha you're supposed to do over lasiyasan. It's Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin. It is over lasiyasan because you're doing it before the prayer. Abazoktach Sam Sofer, it bothers me. You know why? Because at the end of the day, the nusach of the bracha was Asheked Ishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lachnisoi bevrisoi shel Avram Avinu. And Lamaisa, when you make that bracha, when are you making it? Before what? Before the prayer. Avram Avinu wasn't even at stav on the prayer. So how you talking? That's when you make the bracha lachnisoi bevrisoi shel Avram Avinu. And he says, I understand the lumdis, the pri is part of the mila, and it was nichrusu alad yod gemabris. It was a follow-up to the first chsam sefer we just spoke out. I get all that. But at the end of the day, you're making this bracha over lasiyasan to the chelik of the mitzvah that really doesn't stim with the nusach ha-bracha. Because the nusach ha-bracha is lachnisa b'rvisa shel Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu was never nitzav ala priya. Now you want to know how much this kasha bothered Chassam Sofer? He asks this kasha no less than five places. He asks it right here in this tshuva Yerideya Reish Memtes. The tshuva right before that's also about Pras Milo, Yerideya Reish Memches. He asks this. In Erchayim, tshuvas Simenun He, Chassam Sofer was bothered with this kasha. And two places ala shas. In the end of Perek Rav Elazar, the Milo, and also in Pesach and Dav Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Oivel Asiyosan. And in all these places, he asks the same exact kasha. That you make the bracha, lachnisa, b'rish, Avram Avinu, in between the two brachas, between the Mila and the Priya, and part of your cheshvin is you want it to be over lasiyasan. L'chayra, it's over lasiyasan to the Priya. So you talking? You have a nusach abracha, asheked ishanu b'mesvayse v'tzivanu lachnisa bevrisa shel Avram Avinu over lasiyasan to the Priya. I, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was loynet stava la Priya. In Reish Mem Ches, when he brings this kasha, so he says that in my Chedushim al Hashas, in Perek Rav Elazar de Mila, I already discussed this, and he writes, V'netchakti sham b'yishuv kush yuzu, I said a doichik to answer this question, for I also b'yadi kahoygen. But I'm not happy with my answer. This kasha poshit bothered the Chassam Sofer very, very badly. So lule de mistafina, maybe you can say a very, very glatazach, based on a very, very well-known Maram Mokim, in the Sugya Mila, that's from the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi is Ala Torah. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. And it's really, you say this in terms of understanding Mila. Beis Halevi says that the Rishonim cleared a Shaila. The Rishonim wondered, what's the essence, what's the tachlis, what's the toyeles of the mitzvah of Mila? Is the toyeles of the mitzvah of Mila a sur meira to remove something bad that a person's born with? Or is the idea of Mila Toisefes Kedusha? To get a Mila that the person just wasn't born with. In other words, is the Arla a bad thing? And the mitzvah of Mila is to remove that bad thing? Or it's not so much that the Arla is a bad thing, but when a Yid becomes Mal, he's zaycha to an Oispris Kodesh, and when he gets his Oispris Kodesh, there's a Toisefes Kedusha that now the person has, and the idea is not so much removing something bad as much as it is giving himself something good. So says the Beis Halevi that the Rishonim say, he quotes it from the Balo Akeda, that the Rishonim say that the Emes is the Baltra. There's two dinam in Mila. There's one dinam Mila that's removing something bad, and then there's another Inyan of Mila to have Taisefes Kedusha. And he says, really, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechta Sindarim Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, the Mishnah that we mentioned yesterday. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Me'usa hi ha'arla she'nizganu barishon. The arla is very disgusting. How disgusting? That the Rishon, when nizganu, when Hashem wants to speak in a derogatory way about the Rishon, he uses the word arla. She'nemer ki kol ha'goyim ha'reilim. Rabbi Yishmol said, G'doyle Mila she'nichrusu alash. Says the Beis Halevi, the Baal Akeda said that you see these two inyanim in this Mishnah. Number one, you see Me'usa hi ha'arla, and number two, you see G'doyla hi ha'mila. So the Beis Halevi says these are these two inyanim. When you do the Bris Mila, you're taking off a davar ma'as. You're pashut getting rid of garbage. It's something disgusting. It's ma'usi arlo. There's a sur meira. You're removing something bad. You're taking away a mum. But at the same time, there's also an Indian of gedoylo hi amila, that when a person gets bris mila, he's zoicha to a teisef es kedusha. So they're both true. Elu ve'elu divrei likim chayim. Both stodim of the chakira emes. Mila is number one. It's a sur meira. It's removing something bad. And at the same time, there's also an element of Taisefes Kedusha, so says the Beis Halevi, that that these two inyanim that the Rishonim said exist in Mila are the two mitzvahs that we have in Mila, the two components to the mitzvah of Mila. Mila is made up of both Mila and Priya. There's the Mila component and there's the Priya component. So says the Beis Halevi, Yesh Loimah, the Mila is removing the Arla. And that's taking away something bad, something disgusting. Ma'usa hi ha'arla. The Priya is exposing the area even more. That's what Priya is. It's to be Megalu, Paras, Roisha, Isha. It's to expose the area. And the idea of exposing the area is Sevaizen, that it should be Nikr, the Oispris Kodesh, because that's the Indian of the Tosefes Kedusha. It comes from the Hiskalus of the Oispris Kodesh. So he says, Yesh Loima, these two inyanim, removing the bad thing, and Tosefes Kedusha, Ma'usi al Arla and Gedoyli Amila are the two inyanim Amila that you have the inyan Amila, that's to remove the Arla, that's Ma'usaya Arla, and then you have the Priya, which is to expose the Isperis Kaidish, that's the Gedoyli Amila. The Beis Halevi says that the emes is that this idea that the Priya is all about the Isperis Kaidish is Mefurish in Zayir HaKadosh, and he says it's Mefurish in the Raya Mehemna. So he quotes the Zayir, David Ito, he also quotes the Raya Mehemna. This is the Beis Halevi, and he's quoting real Kabbalistic sources where he says it's Mefurish in Zayir, and it's Mefurish in Raya Mehemna that the Inyan of Priya is to be Megalad the Isperis Kaidish, because the real Giloy, that Klal Yisrael is an Ama Nifchar, it comes from the Isperis Kaidish. And he says, Vehenei Nadvarim, that the Asar Arlo, that's the Ma'usia Arlo. And the Priya, which is Mamish being Megala, the Oispris Kodesh, that's that Inyan, that's that element of Tosefes Kedusha. So says the Beis Halevi that Avram Avinu was given a mitzvah of Mila. But the mitzvah of Mila that Avram Avinu was given was only to remove the Arlo. Because the mitzvah was that Avram Avinu, you have a Dover Ma'os, and we have to remove this Dover Ma'os. And by removing this Dover Ma'os, it'll be different. There'll be a havdalah between you and the Amim. But all it was to get rid of the Ma'usiyah Arla. But Avram Avinu wasn't ready yet for the mitzvah of Priya. The mitzvah that involves the Oispris Kodesh, the mitzvah that involves where the Yid is going to have on him an Ois that he's from the Amma Nifchar. That was first going to come when there was going to be an Amma Nifchar. When Klai Yisrael was giving him Kabbal the Torah, that's when they became the Am Kodesh, that's when they became the Am Segula, and that's when they were ready for the Oispris Kodesh, and that's when they got the Mitzvah of Priya. So says the Beis Halevi, a Dover Nifla. And this is the punchline that we need. So he says, Mamash Adav Nifla. He says, if you look in the Pasuk, when Hashem comes to Avram Avinu, that first Pasuk, and he commands him with the mitzvah of Mila. So the Pasuk says, Vayhi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'teish Hashanim. Avram was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem al Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayoymer Elov, and he told him, Ani kel shakai, hisalech lefonai veheyeh samim. Hisalech lefonai, you should be complete. Then he told him, the etna brisi benu veinecha, uva arba oischa b'ma'od ma'od. So the Beis Halevi said, look at the diak. The heye tamim is in the present tense. Hisalech lefanai, and you should be tamim. You should be tamim right now. And then he told him, the etna brisi benu veinecha, that at some point in the future, the etna, in the future tense, I'm going to give you a bris. Madnezach. The heye tamim today, abe v'etna brisi in the future. And what are these two things? Says Dr. Beis Halevi, the Heye Samim, Hashem was telling Avram Avinu, that this is going to be a mitzvah Mila. This is a mitzvah to remove the Arla. Arla is Ma'usahi Arla. Right now you have a mum because of the Arla. By removing the Arla, now you're going to be Tumim. Now you're going to be complete. Because now you're not going to have the Arla anymore. But then the Abishah told Avram Avinu that I want you to know, there's going to be another component to the mitzvah of Mila. And that's going to be Priya. But you're not ready for Priya. You're not getting Priya right now. You're going to get Priya in the future. The Yidden are going to stand at Har Sinai, and they're going to get mitzvahs, and included in the mitzvahs is they're going to get a chiddush in the mitzvah of Mila. And the chiddush is going to be the mitzvah of Priya. But that we're not ready for. So, ve'etna brisi,
Zok to Beis Halevi, the Eibusha told Avram, the Etna in the future, I'm going to give a bris, Beinu Uveinecha, the Arba Oyscha, B'ma'oid Ma'oid. That at some point in the future, I'm going to give you a mitzvah priya. So the Heye Samim, that's removing the Arla, that was in the present tense. That's something that he was getting right now. As opposed to the Ve'etna Brisi, that's something that he was going to end up getting in the future, because that was the priya, and that's not something that he was ready for yet at that moment, and that's why he was told about it in the future tense. But it's Mavur in the Beis Halevi, that Avram Avinu was never nitzav on Priya. Avram Avinu never got the mitzvah Priya. But the Eibusha told Avram Avinu about the mitzvah Priya. He told him about it. He just didn't command him to do it. But he knew about it. Tosfos says Avram Avinu did it after Pishalei nitzav. So he was told about it. But he told him specifically, I'm not giving you the mitzvah right now. You know when you're going to get the mitzvah? It's going to be in the future. As I stay klar in Beis Halevi. You know what else he's seen the Beis Halevi klar? You see in the Beis Halevi that the bris of Milah, the bris was on the Priya. That's what the bris was. The Etna Brisi. The bris is something you're going to get in the future. Avram Avinu got a mitzvah of Milah, but Avram Avinu's mitzvah's Milah was just Mu'usa Hiya Arla. That's not what the bris is. The bris is on the Gedoyla Milah. The bris is on the Ois Bris Kodesh. It's on the Tosefes Kedusha. Avram Avinu was told about it. Nichrasu Aleh Yud Gimel Brises of Avram Avinu's Bris Milah did not contain the Yud Gimel Brises. The Yud Gimel Brises was Ve'etna Brisi Beinu Uveinecha. This is something that the Yidden were going to be Zoichetu, but they were first going to be Zoichetu in the future. But Avram Avinu himself, he never had the Yud Gimel Brises, because the Yud Gimel Brises are tied to the Priya. And the Priya is something that's going to first happen in the future. You know, the Bris Kerov said that regarding this Beis Halevi that we say in the Brachas by a Bris Milah, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, V'choik V'she'eroi Sam, V'tzetzov Chosam Ba'ois Bris Kodesh. So the Bris Kerov said, "V'tzetzav chasam ba'is bris kodesh." Why v'tzetzav? Tzetzav is referring to the tzetzav of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu also had the ois bris kodesh. What's the v'tzetzav chasam ba'is bris kodesh? So the Bris Kerov said, "Alefi the zayda the Beis Halevi, it's mamish gevaldi because Avram Avinu never had the ois bris kodesh. All Avram Avinu had was the first chelik. He had the removal of the meusin yarla over the." Oisbris Kodesh, that's the Priya. And the Priya Avram Avinu was a Nitztava. Who was Nitztava? Tzetzav. And that's why it's Vitzetzav Chasam Ba'Oisbris Kodesh. Because he himself never had the Oisbris Kodesh. But Al Kaponim is before in the Beis Halevi that Avram Avinu had Mila. He didn't have Priya. But even though he didn't have Priya, he was told that there was going to be a Priya. For Etnos Brisi, the Eibusha told it to Avram Avinu. And now he was told it was going to be Priya. He told him that the Bris was going to be bound to the Priya. The Bris is not part of the Milah. It's the Priya. It's the Ois Bris Kodesh. Kimavur Bezoya Berai Behemna. That's where the Ikka Bris is. That's where the Tesefes Kedusha comes from. It's Lefizah, it's Mamish beautiful. We say the Bracha, Sheket Ishanu, B'mitzvayse V'tzivanu, L'achnisoy B'vrisoy Shal Avram Avinu. And when do we say it? Not before the Milah. We dafke say it before the Priya. Freitach Sam Soif, it's a pellet to me. Because that Lachnisoy Bevrisa Shal Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu's bris wasn't Priya. Avram Avinu's bris was Milah on the Priya. Up in the Beis Halevi, Smevur Nishtazoy. Beis Halevi, Smevur, that the Milah of Avram was Milah, but Nish Priya. Up in the bris was a big event of the Priya. Faker was Dafka on the Priya. The Etna Bris is in the future tense, which is referring to the Priya. So it's Daika Mamish. The way we say the Bracha is you say the Bracha Dafka before the Priya. We wait until the moment before the Priya, because that's the overlasiyosan of the bris, because that's what the mitzvah is. The nusach is asher kedishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lachnisay b'vrisay. What was brought in the Chassam Sofer? The nusach is mamish meduyik in this Beis Halevi, because fakir, it's true, Avram Avinu's mila didn't involve Priya, but Avram Avinu was told about the Priya, and he was even told that the Ikar Bris was going to be in the Priya, and maybe it's very, very meduyik. I just had one hergish that there are two prokim in Shas that talk about the mitzvah of Milah. Perek Rebbe Eliezer the Milah and Perek Ha'aral. Maybe these are the two dinim of the Beis Halevi. You have Perek Ha'aral, that's the Perek we're learning. It's the Perek of Mu'usi Ha'aral. I mean, Perek Ha'aral is Hadron Alach. It's beautiful. It's a Priya Tzadar. It's not Mu'usa, aber it's the Sugi of Aral. It's the Mu'usa Ya'arla Chelik. And then you have Rabbi Eliezer the Milah, which is the Perek that talks about the Milah Chelik, the Tosefes Kedusha. We'll end with that.